Morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. I'm running through the morning brief for today. Happy Wednesday. In terms of performance, not so happy in terms of the Wednesday as we organize performance for major markets. S&P 500 down just over 0.5%. Crude oil, the NASDAQ composite, and emerging markets representative EEM rounding out our bottom three. Towards the upside, TLT, so longer duration bonds, they're up around 0.6%. The average stock actually putting in a constructive day, so breadth had improved up just under 0.5%. And then AGG, so core fixed income, they're up around 20 bips or so. Next, in terms of kind of speaking to that breadth, looking at the bullish percent for the NDX, so the NASDAQ 100 here, this actually reversed back up despite the negative day for the NDX. So now one out of every two of those NDX stocks trading on PNF buy signals. Now, I will note this is still well off of those 2025 highs. And the decrease in participation is still certainly quite notable and is something that we're going to watch as we move into the close of August in a historically poor September month, at least from historical average standpoint. Regardless, though, certainly won't turn our nose at a reversal here for that core growth-focused area of the market like the NASDAQ 100. The only chart action, despite the mostly negative day on the domestic front, the only chart action from that major group we look at the beginning was from TLT, which reversed back up into a column of X's, kind of confirming that trend line down below, that bullish support line, now seen at a chart reading of 86.75. Now, we do still sit on a string of two consecutive sell signals, and obviously there's a kind of an overhead resistance issue there in between 87.70 and around 88.25 or so. Pair that with the negative fund score of around 0.61 or so. Kind of longer term outlook for fixed income, but especially further out on the curve, is going to be negative here for TLT. Moving over into a couple of different stock developments there. AMD, Advanced Micro Devices, they were off around 5.5%, 6% or so yesterday. Despite that, still a pretty constructive campaign so far in 2025, up around 38% or so far this year. And the move with yesterday's action brings it back to a sell signal on its default chart. But really, kind of the main point that I want to reference in terms of localized support is going to be 158. That's also around some old resistance around 160. So if you've got exposure, this is still technically actionable with a 3 out of 5 TA score. So again, I would just sit tight on this one despite the negative day. Next, Palo Alto, PANW, they were up around 3% or so yesterday on positive earnings. They still do hold a negative attribute, 2 out of 5 here, but that did get us a kind of thrust higher just underneath the middle of the trading band. Now, point of this is kind of runway is going to be clear up to that negative trend line up above around 198 or so, but really the elephant in the room is this big range that we've been in for the better part of the last, maybe 10 months or so, kind of petering out around that 200 to 208 level here to the upside and to the downside, looking at around 166. So if you've got exposure, maybe try to ride that up to the bearish resistance line up above and trim exposure when possible here on pullbacks. Next, in terms of earnings today, TGT, Target, as a 1-for-5er, these guys have been losers around many recent earnings reports. No change this morning. They're off around 7-8% at the time of this recording, down at around $95. It looks like that they were trying to put in a pretty constructive or encouraging 2025 bottom, a pair of consecutive buy signals, and break back into a positive trend here on our default chart. All things equal, though, trading around 95, we will move back down into a negative trend and move back down to a 0-for-5er. We shouldn't have had exposure to this name anyways, but if you do, obviously looking for opportunities to trim TGT. Next, Estee Lauder, a 5-for-5er, but having a rough time. They're also off around 7-8% of the time of this recording's here. EL, all things considered, constructive picture, but we should move back down there to a second consecutive sell signal. That would be the first since earlier in March of this year. Regardless, we have to keep our eye out on that relative strength side of things in terms of if we lose any TA points here for Estee Lauder. Regardless, though, it's a 5-for-5, and we're probably just going to sit tight around earnings as we test that 50-day moving average and some localized support around the mid-80s there for EL. And we'll wrap up with a positive one. Lowe's, LOW, despite it being a 2-for-5er, they're up around 2-3% or so at the time of this recording here. Lowe's thrusting up towards the top of the trading band there, breaking back into a positive trend. We will, if things stay as such here, will be probably a bit more overbought. at the time of kind of trading open on Wednesday here. So something to keep an eye out on. We are still underperforming so far this year. We'll have to see kind of how that emerges here for Lowe's up on a bit of a stem as we wrap up August. All right, that'll do it for me here. Hope everyone has a good one. And David, we'll be back again tomorrow.